Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agriculture news up next. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till in the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, Agro Liquid, Needham Ag, and Pacines Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at notill.org.
After yesterday's holiday, we're getting into road gear for 2017. A holiday shortened week, agricultural futures, the stock market, all trading four full trading days this week, today through Friday. Of course, you got your government offices reopening for the first time in the new year, as are the banks for 2017 as well. Two names coming out of the Trump transition team today to talk about. First, President-elect Donald Trump has apparently picked lawyer Robert Lighthizer to lead the U.S. Trade Representative's office, according to a person with knowledge of the matter, and that's the word from Bloomberg. This is a further sign that the incoming administration will be taking a tough line on China. Lighthizer was a deputy trade representative during the Reagan administration. The other name that's out there is Sonny Perdue, former governor of the state of Georgia, two-term governor from Georgia, and he is the lead candidate for USDA secretary, although officials within the Trump transition team seem to be signaling the final process is not yet done on ag secretary. Perdue first mentioned by Politico yesterday, then Governor Perdue's name further confirmed by Bloomberg. They're the ones that are saying that the Trump transition team saying that while he's the leading candidate, that the process is still continuing. A couple of national meetings kicking off the new year tomorrow through Friday. Beltwide Cotton Conference is happening in Dallas, Texas. And then Friday through the weekend into the first part of next week is the 98th annual meeting of the American Farm Bureau Federation, the nation's largest general farm organization. They will be meeting and establishing their farm policy for the new year with their delegate body early next week. We'll be in Phoenix this coming weekend covering the opening session of AFBF. Now with 2017 now here, VFDs are here as well. Veterinarian Randall Spear says it's important that you have your paperwork in place and you have that relationship with your veterinarian in place now.
Each group, the veterinarian, the producer, and the feed mill is going to have to store that prescription for a period of 2 years. And what it's going to do is it's going to create more accountability on how antibiotics are used in livestock production. The consumer is asking us to be accountable for those things. Let's do everything we can to prevent from even having to use antibiotics, which means good animal husbandry.
Dr. Spear refers to it as a prescription. The VFD is a written order that is going to be handed to you or given to you by your veterinarian that will be also provided to your feed dealer, and that will authorize you to use that particular feed on a specific set of cattle in your operation. VFD's here as of the first of the year. You've got farm news on Ron. 2017 has arrived, and Bell Ringer 30 coming up the 11th and 12th of January. Going to be broadcast live out of Denver by Superior Livestock on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Wednesday, January 11th, I feature yearling cattle. On Thursday, January 12th, weaned calves. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Bell Ringer 30 coming the 11th and 12th of January. Don't miss it. At your farm news, Happy New Year. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.